Work starts early at Sprouting Farms in this rural area of West Virginia. Employees handpick the organic produce, rinse, prepare, and box it up on site, ready to distribute to area customers. The farm also serves as a training center for aspiring farmers who want to learn how to grow and market sustainable produce. The challenge is making that process profitable, says project director Fritz Bettner.
In order to improve the bottom line for the farmer, we have to keep what I would call the food hub costs down. So that's the cost of aggregation, distribution, marketing, all those things.
And that, he says, takes broadband connectivity, which is limited or unavailable in rural areas such as this.
Right now, I would say like half of our farmers maybe do not have access to solid internet or even cell phone communication to make these types of transactions happen.
In the town of Hinton, a 30-minute drive from Sprouting Farms, connectivity is not an issue. Once a thriving railroad community, the town now depends on high-speed internet to connect with the outside world. Ken Allman says his online business venture, which connects hospitals and physicians around the world, would not exist without access to high-speed internet.
The fact that our team of people in Hinton, West Virginia, are working with people in Mumbai, India, or in Tel Aviv, Israel, to solve problems in our field across the U.S. speaks to the magic of what broadband and mobile can do in a small community.
Joe Brouse agrees. As executive director of the New River Gorge Regional Development Authority, his job is to help stimulate and promote economic development in the region. But he says lack of connectivity is hindering that objective.
Businesses expect it. Households expect it. If people want to live here, they need to have access. It's an aspect of being in the modern world.
The topography of the state and low population levels are among the reasons why affordable broadband is lacking, he says. But he remains hopeful.
Our Economic Development Agency works with the state of West Virginia to kind of look at creative solutions to it that might involve a mixture of grant and loan programs to entities that can own the fiber and help with the delivery system.
He points to Hinton as an ideal model.
By many standards, it's a small place, but it's actually ahead of the game in terms of providing broadband. That's the story we want to tell all over the state and rural Appalachia.
That's encouraging news for Fritz Bettner.
If I'm thinking about the future and we're going to grow these farmers and they're going to be doing more, we want more farmers in the network, that connectivity issue needs to be dealt with.
Julie Tabo, VOA News, Somers County, West Virginia.